In this week's Environmental Almanac, Rob Cantor calls attention to a pioneer in integrated pest management at the U of I's Spurlock Museum.
You might not expect a person who works at a museum to have a lot of enemies, but Krista D.C. Quinn does. She's been the collections manager at the Spurlock Museum at the University of Illinois for the past 15 years. Her enemies? Powder post beetles, which can devour wooden artifacts such as ceremonial masks. Hide beetles and their relatives, which feed on dry plant and animal matter, including fur, feathers, and baskets. Clothes moths and other insects that attack natural fabrics. On top of that, she also contends with all of the typical pests that vex buildings like cockroaches and mice. Most people don't want to talk about these things, says D.C. Quinn. She does, though. Pests are inevitable at museums, and over the past decade, she's developed a thorough program of integrated pest management that she's enthusiastic to share with others who face the same foes. In the past, it was common practice to combat museum pests with chemicals. According to D.C. Quinn, if you see a 100-year-old animal mount in a display and it still looks great, you can be pretty sure it was treated with something really nasty. Old standbys in the chemical arsenal included things like arsenic, lead, and mercury. Past methods of pest control also tended to be reactive, meaning chemicals were used to combat active infestations, but preventative measures were not especially well coordinated. D.C. Quinn's approach is more holistic. It's integrated pest management adapted to the special conditions of a museum, a facility that hosts thousands of visitors in a year, and one that regularly takes in new objects, some of which may have been held in less than ideal conditions. Integrated pest management relies heavily on the exclusion of pests. At the Spurlock Museum, this is accomplished with a 3-foot barrier of inorganic material on the ground surrounding the building and careful attention to all aspects of the building envelope. D.C. Quinn and her staff are also vigilant about preventing pests from being brought in. This means, for example, that no fresh-cut flowers or live plants decorate the tables at catered events, and even the undersides of food service carts entering the building are inspected for possible insect stowaways. Since the museum welcomes so many visitors and takes in new artifacts on a regular basis, some pests do get in. It's in the treatment of artifacts that D.C. Quinn is most engaged in the hunt for non-chemical approaches to pest control. Some artifacts, especially small pieces, can be rid of pests by keeping them in the freezer for a week or two. Others, such as a bison hide, might not be treated effectively with cold, since they provide pests with a well-insulated refuge. In cooperation with Susan Ratcliffe, who's director of USDA's North Central IPM Center, D.C. Quinn recently acquired a portable thermal chamber to treat items with heat as an alternative to colder chemicals. Since this is a novel approach, their work with the chamber will contribute to the scientific research on the possibility of conservation treatments using heat. Ratcliffe also encouraged D.C. Quinn to seek third-party certification of her integrated pest management program through Green Shield, an independent nonprofit initiative based in Wisconsin. Just last week, D.C. Quinn learned that Spurlock had earned the award, which is a real testament to the strength of the program she's built at the museum.
To find out more about Environmental Almanac, to listen to it again, or to see photos, follow the links on our website at WILL.illinois.edu, and you can read Environmental Almanac on Sundays in the News Gazette. The Environmental Almanac is a service of the University of Illinois School of Earth, Society, and Environment, where Rob Cantor serves as Communication Coordinator.